Want to hear something good?
Want to hear something good?
That's good.
I got to tell you about this good thing.
Did you hear about that program? It's good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
What's good?
What's good?
Did you hear what's good?
What's good, Goodwill?
What's good, Goodwill?
What's good, Goodwill?
Hello and welcome to the What's Good, Goodwill podcast. I'm your host, Michelle.
And I'm Alicia.
Alicia, what's up?
Oh, you know, same old, same old.
I don't know where this year has gone that we're already in August.
It's so crazy. Yeah.
It's like blink and I've missed.
I mean, not because I'm biased, but August is like totally the greatest month.
I mean,
of the year.
Someone's birthday is tomorrow.
Who could that be?
I don't know who.
Hooray!
It's you.
It's me. Spoiler alert. It's me.
Surprise.
Yeah, August is the best month because it's my birthday month.
So if you're listening to this, and by the way, thank you for listening to us. Leave Alicia a little happy birthday or give her the greatest gift. And share this podcast.
Ooh, that would be pretty fabulous. Also, maybe send in a recording of you singing me happy birthday. No pressure. No pressure.
All the pressure.
A little pressure.
A little pressure.
So what's good?
Do you know what else happens in the month of August?
I heard a thing or two.
You heard a little thing?
Something about thrift shopping or...
It's National Thrift Shop Day.
Nice. Do you know what day it is?
August 17th.
Not my birthday.
Not your birthday. Well, I mean, why would you really want to share that?
I'm still going to be thrifting on that day.
You're like, I'm going birthday shopping. So since 1902, Goodwill has offered shoppers the ultimate thrill of the thrift. National Thrift Shop Day, held every year on August 17th, is a chance to celebrate Goodwill's 121-year history.
Wow.
And keep the good going strong.
Wow. 121. We look pretty good for our age.
The silence of... That's...
We're gonna...
It's pretty old.
This is what I need. Clearly.
For any ASMR fans out there, enjoy the subtle sounds of Alicia drinking.
So join us at one of our 15, can you believe we already have 15 stores?
I cannot believe we have 15 stores. That is crazy.
We got to get them rookie numbers. We got to get them numbers up.
Yeah. And by the way, if you haven't been to store 15, which is Airway Heights, I feel like you're missing out.
There's a lot of good stuff over there.
A lot of good stuff. And it's pretty.
And it's pretty.
It's pretty.
It really is. I keep forgetting about, well, not keep forgetting, but like all the stores that are in my area where I live. And then I'm like, man, I'm not done thrifting. Where's another one? I want to keep going. And then, you know, I got somebody who's like, oh, Airway Heights. I'm like, oh, yeah, Airway Heights.
Airway Heights.
Let's go. And it just like, it gets you your second wind of thrifting. So.
And don't forget, attached to our Airway Heights store is the outlet store.
Bins, 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 bin shopping. Anyway, so yeah, 15 stores. We got 15 stores in Eastern Washington and North Idaho. And all of these stores, they'll help celebrate the thrill, the good, and the impact that your purchases have on our community.
Whose community?
Our community.
Woot woot.
Woot woot. Keep it local, baby.
Woot woot. When we say our community, we are your neighbors. We're your friends.
We're your family.
We're everywhere.
When you're here, you're family.
You're family. And when you're not here, you're still family. We love you. We miss you.
Come back. Come thrift.
Come donate.
Ooh, that's true. Give us your stuff.
So your donations have a huge impact on over 23 counties in Eastern Washington and North Idaho.
How do they have an impact? How does somebody donating their items have an impact in the community?
85 cents out of every dollar made from every item sold in our stores and online goes directly to help fund our programs.
Programs like?
Our Housing and Essential Needs Program, the Financial Support Services Program, so that would be like Payee Services.
Oh, yeah.
We have digital skills classes.
That we do. Foundational community supports. We have like employment programs that helps our participants get out there and discover jobs.
And then we have supportive services for veterans' families, which we help veterans who are homeless or close to being homeless or houseless get into homes.
And their families.
When you donate and shop at Goodwill, it has a real local impact on people that you know's lives. People like?
Like Kiana. She is one of our neighbors here in our community. So she spent a year living in a shelter, and she was struggling to take care of herself. And it was the first time that she was living on her own. And she really wasn't prepared to take on all that personal responsibility that she needed. Mm-hmm. So she moved into an assisted living facility. And here she was able to get help with managing things like her medication. And, you know, these are things that people don't really realize, that it's more than just like paying your bills and stuff when you have those responsibilities of living on your own. It's things like feeding yourself and taking those important medications, all kinds of things. So while she was at the assisted living facility, things were going pretty well, but Kiana really craved independence, and she wanted to be able to take care of herself. She wanted to do that on her own. So she still had some connections with people at the shelter that she used to stay at. So she had asked for advice on pretty much how to get started with something that felt so overwhelming. Mm-hmm. The more that she asked, the more information she got. So she had learned about Goodwill Services and decided to start her journey there. So she visited Goodwill's Workforce and Family Services to see what kind of support they could offer. And a specialist from the Foundational Community Supports, or the FCS program, met with Kiana. The specialist discovered Kiana's desire to live more independently. Then the specialist created a plan that would help her gain more life skills and confidence to support herself. The FCS specialist helped Kiana overcome barriers such as taking care of legal issues, obtaining legal documentation, and gaining her disability income. And she learned how to manage her bills regularly. Kiana worked with Goodwill's FCS program for about a year, and then she felt confident enough to take on the responsibilities of living on her own. So then the FCS specialist and Kiana searched for housing options together, and Kiana moved into her own apartment this spring, 2023. So
that's pretty great.
Yay. Congrats. Wait, where's the
song?
Yay. So she's really grateful for the support that she got from Goodwill, and she feels a lot less stressed about living independently, knowing that she has Goodwill to lean on if she ever needs it. So I think that's a super success story. Congratulations, Kiana.
Congratulations. I love that. I love how our programs it's a real partnership between our participants and our team members. It's very self-paced, and it's one-on-one understanding where they're at.
There's no pressure. Yeah. It's not like, you know, you got to have this done by this date. Go, go, go. It's no, this is what we got to do, and we're going to do it as the time, you know, allows.
And it's as self-paced as they want to go. If they want to like ground pound, hit hard, charge in and get it done, then that's great. And if they want to take their time and they're a little overwhelmed, that's okay too.
Yeah.
So share your previous National Thrift Shop Day finds with us, because those finds help change lives.
Yeah. And I'm nosy. I want to see what cool things you get.
So send your pictures. You can send them or share them by emailing us at mcc@giin.org. Or you can also tag us in your thrift haul pictures and videos on Instagram at goodwill_inw.
Yeah. Michelle, what else is good?
You know what's good?
What?
We just launched our Thrift Squad Ambassador Program.
That sounds fancy.
We had a party, and it was pretty awesome.
It was. I was there. I was a witness. It was really cool. So what's the Thrift Squad?
So the Thrift Squad, and hint, hint, if you're listening to this, and we're very social on the social medias, we are looking to partner with you. So if you like to thrift, if you like to take pictures of yourself.
Who doesn't like to thrift and take pictures of themselves?
I mean, who doesn't like to brag about the $5 pair of amazing jeans?
I do. I love it. I love it so much.
Every time I find a dress and it's got pockets and people are like, I like your dress. And I'm like, thanks.
Thanks.
One, it's got pockets.
It's
and
got pockets.
Two, I got it from Goodwill.
It is so thrilling to see like the price tags, especially on a day where you find like the color of the week.
Oh yeah.
And you're like, oh, it's gonna be $5.99. Psych. No, it's half off, baby.
What?
And I love when I find like really high end
Name brands?
Name brands.
There
Thank
you go.
You.
You're welcome.
When I find high-end name brands, and I love when they're brand new, mm-hmm. I found a pair of pants that were like $65, still had the tag on them from the store. And I got them for $3.99.
Every time I find things like that, I'll like clutch it to myself. I'll giggle and like I'll look around, expecting someone to like yank it out of my hands. And I'm like, it's mine! It's mine!
So if you're listening, don't go shopping near Michelle. She's got a kung fu grip. You will not win that battle.
But if we sound like your kind of people, like if you love thrift shopping, you'd like to go shopping with us.
And how could you not?
And if you'd like Alicia to, you know, shoot some pretty sick looking pictures.
Not to brag.
Of you looking amazing with your thrift finds, join our thrift squad.
How can people join? How can people sign up? How do you do it?
So visit our website at discovergoodwill.org.
What is it?
Discovergoodwill.org. Scroll all the way down to the bottom. Get past all that amazing looking pictures, all the things we do in the community. Keep scrolling down to the bottom, and you will see the ambassador program link on the bottom of the page.
While you were saying that, I thought of the Limp Bizkit. Keep scrolling.
That was actually literally playing in my head, and I was kind of like, I got stuck in the jam, and I went, nope, stop it. That's not good. That's not what's good.
And I can't come back.
I can't get out of it.
I think we should have that on our website as you're scrolling. If you scroll for long enough,
scrolling.
Just like starts out really low and then gets louder and louder.
This is real dangerous. Alicia and I maintain our website. If our boss is listening, haha, just kidding, boss.
Yeah, we would never. Wink, wink.
Nudge, nudge, never do it.
Never.
So you click on the link on the bottom of the page, and it will take you to the landing site, which has all the details about what the program is, how you can get involved.
Are there any restrictions? Can anybody?
Anybody.
Oh, wow.
If you're on social media, because let's face it, it's a social media ambassador program, we highly expect you to be on social media. So if you're not savvy with the social media, maybe this isn't quite for you.
Mm-hmm.
But reach out to us anyway, because maybe there's a different kind of partnership we can partner with you for.
Yeah.
But,
I'm always looking for models for like Halloween, back to school. Still reach out to us. We'll figure out what we can do.
So speaking of models, that's part of the ambassador program. So if you apply and we find out and we chat with you and we find out that you're a good fit, then you get on our list. And so every time we have different promotional seasons, anytime we're doing any kind of photo shoots, video shoots, our Thrift Squad members, they are on the list of first people that we reach out and contact to. So one of the cool benefits is, as being a model, is that depending on the season and what kind of shoot we're doing, you get to keep the clothing that you wear and model in those fashion shoots.
And those shoots are really fun. I mean, it's just pretty much hanging out with us, so we're great.
Yeah, I was like, not to brag, but it's Alicia taking pictures and me being real stupid behind her trying to make you laugh.
It's just a goofy time, and we, just make you smile, and genuine smiles, not like, okay, hold your smile for 10 minutes now, and it looks painful.
So if you live in Eastern Washington or North Idaho, and you're a Goodwill shopper, hit us up.
Hit us up. That's pretty good. Speaking of Eastern Washington, North Idaho.
I heard we have big news in North Idaho.
Big news.
Big news.
Big news for our Coeur d'Alene store. Our Goodwill team members are once again ready to strap on our hard hats. You know what? I never took mine off.
She's still wearing right now. She's got her headphones over the hard hat. You know, we just stopped questioning why she's still wearing her hard hat.
Stylistic decision. But our next project, you might be asking, is the Coeur d'Alene store and parking lot. So if you've been to our Coeur d'Alene store, it's fabulous. But there's always more. There's potential.
There's room to improve. I mean, that building, it's been around for a while.
Yeah, we need to add some sparkle, some glitter, some shine to it. So construction begins on the parking lot this month. Just the parking lot. So changes to the parking and donation flow will occur over the next couple of months while this work, which is required by the city of Coeur d'Alene, is done.
So we ask for kindness and patience as this improvement project begins. A completely new surface and swales to assist with water runoff. The store will be open during this project, Parking is available on side streets around the store. We ask that you please watch for signs that direct you where to donate, as well as where to enter the store. We anticipate this major parking lot project will be complete in late fall.
So before, not this winter, not this snowfall.
Yes.
Oh.
This fall.
Ooh, okay. That's exciting. I was thinking about the big piles of snow that we always see in the Coeur d'Alene parking lot.
You mean Mount Everest that we saw?
Mount Everest.
I don't know. If you live in Coeur d'Alene and you've seen Mount Everest, I mean, you know what we're talking about.
Everybody knows. And I think it's a staple in the wintertime. Like, where's the Goodwill? Oh, it's right there with that giant mountain.
The Titanic called. They've spotted that iceberg this time.
Too soon.
Iceberg. Dead ahead of Goodwill. Veer left.
On to starboard.
Veer any direction to get inside the store.
So that'll be exciting to see some updates on the parking lot. It's okay, but it'll be nice to see like a smooth surface.
Yeah, it'll be nice to be paved. I know people are like, where are the parking spaces? Because the lines have faded.
Just slightly.
Just a little.
I mean, they're there if you get a magnifying glass out.
So if you've been wondering when the heck are they going to update, now is the time.
Yay!
If you don't follow us on social media, please go follow us. We are on, I almost said Twitter, but I'm not sure what it's called anymore. We are on X, Threads, Instagram, Facebook,
LinkedIn,
but we won't post store updates on LinkedIn. But we are on the social medias. We're on the web.
And if you're on it, let's connect.
Let's be friends.
Why can't we be friends?
Follow us
or else.
Because when you follow us, you get hints of when certain seasonal promos are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Is a big promo that's coming very soon.
I wonder.
We didn't plan that, by the way. We made deep eye contact and went, that was weird.
What was so crazy is we did make deep eye contact. That was the most intense eye contact I've ever made.
Well, one might say that was a little spooky.
Spoopy.
Ooh. Ooh.
It's creepy and it's crawly. Maybe even a little spooky.
It's time to leave those lights on.
Halloween is coming soon to a Goodwill location near you.
Very soon.
Very soon. If you think August came up on us, like, you know, really fast, just wait for Halloween.
Just wait. Say what?
Spoopy time.
Halloween?
Ooh, skeletons.
Coming soon.
Spiders.
And witches.
Ghouls.
And crayons.
Stop it, you're scaring me.
Dinosaurs.
Ooh, costumes and candy.
Say what?
Candy.
Halloween.
Halloween time.
Trunk or treat.
Let's get it.
I thought you were going to say smell my feet. Hey. If you're hearing this message, you've listened to our new episode all the way to the end. And for that, thank you.
And don't forget to keep up with What's Good by following us on social media. On Facebook at INW Goodwill, Instagram at Goodwill_INW, Twitter at GoodwillINW, and TikTok at GoodwillINW.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Alicia.
I want to hear a joke.
Do I ever?
Time flies like an arrow. Fruit flies like a banana.
Fumble!
Should I do another one?
No, I kind of liked that.
Okay. And cut.